This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning, I am feeling a need to get honest about one of my core issues that still comes up for me from time to time. So in preparing today's message, which was really one around hope, because I was going to share the beautiful story of Joseph and how all of a sudden in one day, after having been in prison for 12 years, he goes from the prison cell to the palace. But in preparing that message, I had to reflect on all of the years that Joseph had been in prison. And what if that were me? How do I behave when I am still waiting on God's promises to be fulfilled in my life? Or when I experience a series of events and things did not go the way that I thought they were going to go? And my core issue is around my self-worth. And I talk myself into believing that, you know, God didn't choose me anyway. This is just all in my head. I'm really not His servant. You know, I'm not worthy to receive these things. That's why they haven't shown up. And I talk myself into all of that. And so I wanted to tell the beautiful story, but before I did, I had to get honest first. And so all of this is going on in my head now, and I'm also getting ready for a prayer call. Well, as God would have it, here's the scripture that defined that call, and here are the words. I have called you back from the ends of the earth so you can serve me, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Isaiah 41:9-10. I felt so inspired, like God was speaking to me. Please share this Be Moment so others can be inspired too.